I'm Altiers, France, September 4, 2026. Delibo is pleased to announce PostgreSQL Anonymizer 3.2. Introducing a new panel of fast pseudonymization filters, PostgreSQL Anonymizer is an extension that hides or replaces personally identifiable information, PII, or commercially sensitive data from a PostgreSQL database. The extension offers 6 different masking strategies. Each strategy is complemented by an enhanced suite of masking functions, including advanced techniques such as substitution, randomization, faking, pseudonymization, partial scrambling, shuffling, noise addition, and generalization. The extension can be installed with Debian and RPM packages, an Ansible role, a Docker image, etc. You can use it on most major DBaaS providers, including Alibaba Cloud, Crunchybridge, Google Cloud SQL, IBM Cloud, Microsoft Azure Database, Neon, Yandex. It is also available on some Postgres forks such as EDB Advanced Postgres, Greenplum, and Yugabyte. See the install section of the documentation for more details. Although pseudonymization is not anonymization, it may be useful in some contexts. Until version 3.1, this was achieved with a panel of pseud functions, such as anon pseudo last name, anon pseudo email, etc. These functions are now replaced by a new panel of anon seeded functions, such as anon seeded last name, anon seeded email, etc. The anon seeded functions have 2 main advantages over the previous ones. Anon seeded street name, DFRFR. The anon pseudo functions are kept for backward compatibility, but are now deprecated and will be removed in a future version. We encourage all users to switch to the new anon seeded functions as soon as possible. Version 3.2 includes fixes for 3 critical vulnerabilities, allowing a user to gain superuser privileges under certain circumstances. The risk is very high on PostgreSQL 14 and on instances upgraded from PostgreSQL 14 and earlier. These vulnerabilities are declared below. All users should upgrade the extension to version 3.2 as soon as possible. See issue 665 and issue 666 for more details. Version 3.2 introduces a new security barrier that forbids superusers from using any kind of masking, static, dynamic, etc. Enforcing the principle of least privilege, the extension now refuses to run any masking function on behalf of a superuser. Especially if you are currently using static masking, replica masking, or backup masking with a superuser, we advise you to create a dedicated role for that. The previous behavior can be restored by setting anon na superuser to false, in which case the security barrier will be removed and superusers will be able to execute masking rules at their own risk. The JSON schema used for imports/exports has changed between version 3.1 and 3.2. It is recommended to re-export the rules after the upgrade to 3.2. See the upgrade section for more details. This release includes code, bug fixes, documentation, code reviews, and ideas from Elaine Lesage, Benoit Labriau, and other contributors. Kudos to Elaine for his first contributions. CVE 2026-19633 and CVE 2026-19634 were reported by Sarath Kumar, IITM Pravartak Security Team. CVE 2026-83534 was reported by Alexander Kukushkin. Many thanks to them and to the PostgreSQL Security Team. We would also like to thank the people at eFluid who helped us with their ideas, comments, and testing. And also special thanks to the PGRX team for their amazing work. PostgreSQL Anonymizer is part of the Dalibo Labs initiative. It is mainly developed by Damien Clochard and Benoit Labriau. This is an open project. Contributions are welcome. We need your feedback and ideas. Let us know what you think of this tool, how it fits your needs, and what features are missing. If you want to help, you can find a list of junior jobs.